Shalom and good morning or good evening wherever you are. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Brother Max, let's find out where you are.
Well, Brother Max, you know, I've been going all over the place, from the United States to the Middle East, all over. I am at my house in Jordan right now. It is about 4 p.m. And, yeah, the rockets, the missiles, whatever you want to call them, still going on. Sirens going every once in a while. Yesterday, there's one intercepted over Jordan Valley. I could see it from the city of Irbid here. You know, it's really high in the sky. And what the intelligence has been saying, that they've been shooting their rockets farther up, higher up, so they won't be intercepted by, some of them get intercepted by airplanes too.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, everything is good. There's a news came like a couple of days ago about Benjamin, and cleared that right away. I talked to a friend of mine over. He's actually in Lebanon right now, Mordechai in Lebanon. And he said, this is fake. Benjamin is absolutely fine. And I talked to Guy too yesterday about other people, you know, moving some people from Israel to Jordan. It's just been busy here. I have a meeting. They're expecting the war to stop in 2 weeks. They are really going down to take over Iran. Now everybody, not, you know, the whole country, but they want to, you know, get it in control. And something to do with the oil. I was talking to one of my, one of the intelligence who was with the Trump team yesterday, who is here in Amman. And he said, because, you know, I have some questions about certain things. I was talking to somebody in the Jordanian government here. And he said, we are ready to actually hold the war here for a whole year. And there is no concern about China or Russia even doing anything to the United States. I'm talking the United States, the country over where you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much going on. And as far as ministry, I've been gathering with people, praying with people, delivering food boxes. We are out right now. 550 have been delivered. We're still waiting to see if, you know.
Those are huge boxes.
Yeah,
it's not just a little box of food. It's a lot of food. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of food, and we were able to deliver 550, about $27,500. The other good news that we paid off the church last week. Praise the Lord.
That means you paid off your mortgage?
We paid it off. We absolutely have $0 owed on Yeshua Love Heals in downtown Minneapolis.
Hallelujah. Well, I think Yeshua Love Seals in downtown Minneapolis might be snow-covered right now.
Yes, it is. I think the guy's taking care of that. We didn't have service last Sunday because of the snowstorm, but I got on Facebook, and I did the service right here from home.
Oh, that's good.
In Jordan. I mean, Miss Peter, there's a lot to talk about, just so many things happening. King Abdullah is in Kuwait and Qatar, and he is going to go to Bahrain. He is actually under the weather a little bit. I talked to one of the guys today because my meeting with him tomorrow at 2, so I'm not sure. I was talking
meeting
to
with
Quinn
who?
Earlier.
Meeting with who tomorrow at 2?
With King Abdullah.
Oh, with the king.
Yeah, but we'll see, because this is the last day before Eid. So I asked him today, I said, well, I'm going to buy a suit, so let me know. But he said, you are confirmed. He is well aware of you. We have a whole hour set for you to be with him. I'm just saying this just in case that things, you know, that. Oh, the other reason we have this morning, there's cartels in Jordan, you know, drugs wherever you go. That's in the north, in the very far south side of Jordan, in a city called Karak. really close to Moab. So there's three policemen got shot, and he's probably rushing for the families and the funeral. So I don't know if that's going to affect anything, but I will know for sure tonight, because people don't sleep. It's still Ramadan. Today is the day before last. Tomorrow is the last day of Ramadan. Then after that, they are going to celebrate the holiday. So the Druze are doing well. We delivered 29 boxes to them last week. I met with families. I have picture with me. What else? Like I said,
there's
so
much. Send me a couple of those pictures. Send me a couple of pictures with you, with the Druze team. I'm going to send it to that lady in the ambassador's office, that Druze lady, the Israeli ambassador.
Yeah, I didn't hear from her.
Well, I gave her your number, but they're very, very busy there, as you could well understand.
Yeah. I'm
so
busy here too. I hope I didn't miss it.
But I'm going to send her the pictures, if you'll send them to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Max, last week the Lord talked to us a whole lot about the nations and about praying for the nations. And here we are right in the middle of all these things, which the Lord told us on the call last week are signs of the end of days. He said, praying for the nations today, focus. Then watch and see how God enlarges your heart for what I am doing in this prayer that we pray together, for this part of the world, and guide your prayers. You're my disciples. I wanted to point out that he guides our prayers. And as we're praying together on this prayer call, we literally are praying the things that are happening today. He said, my help is available for your nations, all in my name, Israel, Trump, Jordan. So all of these things that you're talking about, we're praying about, and we have prayed about. And we prayed last week on our prayer about.
Yes.
And he talked about his plans for the nations. And then he said that he had individual plans for each of us. When he said, I challenge my people to be contributors rather than consumers. You are part of my kingdom. Did you think about that? On this prayer call, he really, what he wants on this prayer call is not just so much those who might wait until the interpretations come forth, but those who would be a contributor rather than just consume the interpretation. He wants us to be a part of it, and we are a part of it. We on this prayer call are a part of everything happening on the earth, and right in the middle of it. And there is Max right in the middle of it. We're getting every week an up-to-date call. And listen to this. This is something that he said. I am able to do far beyond all that you could ask or imagine by my power at work within you, Church, Trump, Israel. So here we are, and these things are happening, and this is all preparing us for the soon coming of the Lord. Don't you realize, he said to us last week, or this was part of the interpretation, that these signs indicate the end times?
Yeah.
And what do they have to do with my, and what they have to do with my return? Every attack, this is what he said last week, on Israel, is a sure sign that the end times are radically approaching. The signal is clear, Church. Having Israel as a nation in its own land is important in the light of the end. Now, I'm working at home right now. That's why I'm not going to be at Prayer Mountain at noon. They will be at Prayer Mountain at noon, and we will have prayer at 12:15. But I'm not there because I am really into getting prepared for next week, which will begin 3BI. Now, hold on a minute. I have my Bible out here, and I want to get it out again. And I told you all that the Lord woke me up, and I saw this some time ago, and I saw this word, Aura, O-R-A, and he showed me that it stood for outpourings, revivals, and awakenings. And so I'm preparing for this. And one of the things that we're talking about, of course, is the, there's no prayer at noon at the mountain today. I don't know why. I wonder if someone could send me a text why.
So the call will be at noon?
I just got a text from Barbara Joy that there's no prayer at the mountain at noon. Could someone confirm that with another text? Preparing for 3BI.
Oh,
they're setting things up for 3BI. So there is no prayer at mountain at the noon. So, but there will be prayer. Okay, then we'll have prayer right at noon. We'll have prayer at noon, 12 o'clock.
Just a prayer call.
Just a prayer call. So the only thing will be a prayer call. So there will not be prayer out at Prayer Mountain. Well, I'm glad somebody let me know that. Praise the Lord. And Barbara Joy sent me that. I wonder if, Brenda, could you confirm it as well on a little text? But what I wanted to talk about, Hannah confirmed it. Okay, got it. So the prayer will be on a prayer call only at noon o'clock. At noon o'clock. At noon, 12 noon here. Now, one of the scriptures that I've been using, Peter, and you remember Peter and John went down to the temple and the lame man was healed. And then Peter preached. And Peter preached to the crowd that gathered. This is recorded in Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So here we see that in God's plan, there's something called the times of restoration of all things. Restoration means putting things back where they belong, restoring things back to their, if they're out of place, putting them in place. So, like God said to us, having Israel as a nation in its own land is important in the light of the end. Israel had to be put back in place. The land was given to Abraham 4,000 years ago. Most of that time, Israel has not been in the land, but it's still their land, even if they're not in it. And regarding the church, many of the things that the early church moved in, had to be restored because we'd lost them. And this call, I can see that this the gifts of the Holy Spirit outpouring that came at the beginning of 1901, Azusa Street, all of these things had to be restored to us. And now in this call, I can see it so plainly that when he restored the baptism of the Holy Spirit because people had lost track of it, someone always down through the line had been baptized in the Holy Spirit, but in the Dark Ages, many things were lost. So in the beginning of Azusa Street and that great outpouring, he restored the baptism with the Holy Spirit, and then we've had moves of God since then. But I can see that with the Holy Spirit, there's a restoration of his gifts. And on Acts chapter 2, the interpretation, in Acts chapter 2, what's happening on this prayer call happened in Acts chapter 2. So this prayer call that we're on is a restoration. It is a part of the restoration of all things. Hallelujah. Sometimes God calls it something new, but it's really not something new. In a way, it's a restoration of what was. So we're so very, very thankful. Glory be to God for how he uses this call. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for those who gave to the boxes that Max is distributing. Thank you to those who are given to our kids that are going to C4C coming up. And I didn't get a report for you yet on how we're standing on that. We're sending 800 kids, you know, to C4C. I didn't get a report for you, but I will. It's $75 for them to see David, the production of David. Oh, that sight and sound. How marvelous they are. Right here in Branson and also in Pennsylvania, they have theaters where they portray the Bible stories in a way that's far surpassing to Broadway. And so right here now is a marvelous production of David. And we're going to send these campers to see it, and the Bible will come alive. It's $75 per person, per camper. And you can send that by mail, 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021, or you can go online to Champions for Christ. That's Champions, the number 4, Christ. I've forgotten if it's .org or .com, but you can get it. Bless the Lord. You know how to do that. Or if you're like me and send checks, that's 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma. Bless the Lord. You know, folks, Sight and Sound is going to release their movie April 3rd, The Great Awakening, in which they tell the story of a part of the story, just a little snippet of it, really, because they couldn't do his whole life, of George Whitefield. And I know that that is coming in timing with a great outpouring here in America. And I'm going to encourage you to pray every single day for another great outpouring, because prayer is a part of it. He said, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. We're going to be praying for this awakening, but we see it happen. Every Sunday at 3, Brenda and Tony are out at the mountain leading a prayer meeting. And it is an amazing prayer meeting. Last Sunday was third Sunday prayer. Third Sunday prayer and healing. They had an amazing meeting. It was storming here. And some of our regulars didn't come, but new people came out of the woods and contributed and were healed. One man came in, he could hardly walk. And then at the end, he was running up and down the stairs and going throughout the building. And he said, I couldn't have done this before. Oh, my. We're seeing it, folks. We're seeing an outpouring. And we're praying for it. And we're going to ask God to use the WWPs to pray for it. Bless the Lord. You know, we're associated. We have a ministry where we go out and we feed, you know, and we clothe and do all kinds of things with people that are kind of down and outers. Well, there's a church connected to it, and it's called God's Club. And last Sunday, Terry went there, and I'm telling you, it was storming here. There were tornado reports, warnings out. But two buses of people on fire for God showed up at that church meeting. God's Club meeting at 3:00, and they had a Holy Ghost time, I'm telling you. So, folks, this is coming to pass. This is happening. God is moving among us. And praise the Lord, hallelujah. We're going to ask him to use our prayers. We're going to ask him to use our prayers today for everything he's doing in the world. And, of course, he'll do it. Of course he'll do it. He told us last week that his help is available. His help is always available. We just ask for your help, Lord, and we ask for your help today in prayer. Over there where Max is, Lord, we just see these things happening. We're asking you, and we know we've got it, but we're asking again because we keep asking. Those who knock, keep on knocking. Those who seek, keep on seeking. And that's what we do. And I just want to praise you and thank you for all the help you've given me. All the help you're giving me, all the help you're giving Max, and all the help you're giving every single person on this call. Father, I know that some of the people on the call have had a fight for their very health. I want to thank you for the healings. I want to thank you, God. I want you to move supernaturally, Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to thank you and give you glory and adoration. Hallelujah. My God, we praise you. My God, we thank you. My God, we give you glory. Koramanangi hishato no kapi. Angolo kapi na kangalati. Agalanyondele gabra katabra gadoshki da anjene mwakataki. Aroti mifaka atandi de go. Ashandi, ashandi, ashandi gariata. Fangora matine ne kohoro komba. Alido, alido, alido manga. O pashene ke la. Bronde vesh ke nyandi ka. Gromi nako gromni ni. Andi bako la vreni. Peshinato, peshini, peshinato kambali, groho lagi, grambagi, nyando vero nangali, akope, kiti nangalati, akope te pe kangalati. Shenokoro kangala tati kamba alagi la nierto na gambi le ka andole kia poto kopre katafa kanye mele tato mango hisha dobra ki osabi tafro osabi tante mogwafko no jenji mi kaya na ko gridanye ni kwa gridanyo ni ka ala biya bito ramani hoshati asha kobri kala karagan hoshati oshaka Bakolati makara nanya. Bilato lingango. Kimato li kakarati. Isato mitato mejiti kalangarati. Ova lena mita. Ola mina ita. O labrita fe, ma sotto loco, ma giunto non giorno non giei, crivagno non quasca non giorno non chiei, arriviando non quaca a niei. Carigingio non sciai, caradingio non sciai, caradingio non quascia cali, papo maniana calito la cai. Gradinio, gravi. Mato, mati. Alito manga. Alito manga minaki. Juata fino ma quata laki. Baladonie mani. Rotenie ni kaka. Protegne ni ka, giuta la karska dan gerno ni tua. Ibele diovra kali anierto mangie, didi comba ne andei. A gerto mangianda, fracchianto la chi, coscompagne ne qua, e le bohro niei, calubra kali. Assito ma chi? Gavidonia na li. Pradinio no quaca, la caia na ca, a getto varindo no quasca danja. Isciando no qua, isciando nion debili, tutta bilicanga biliniando manie. Cravito manie, sala comba, calacchia non un ombre, cala bratito, coscendi animalo, to dobri, alito mangala ti, borafchi don giorno, ballafchi don iei. Bagitugno no qua, bagitugno no chi, cabrianto do gabri, calicango do die, Mishato Cabrero Caliando Cabre Kele Kanga Lekle Kanga Kele Kanga Lati Mishatombre Meshkodonche Mishato Shantye Mankotili Capra Masi Telecombe Ishandula Fi Modiabra Gadonia Magabri Kalisha Totambri Kalaki Nanier Tonanye Kobi Kangala Hala Kalikamba Hala Kai Lele Dura Mananye Le Kurkandiai Bofriganya Bofriganya Broviganya Nequash Otele Kadabri Kalikambri Kita Hosi Parakanye Hosi Paraka Et je ne crois chez des vagnons, ne crois. Et je dis cobre, et je dis cobre, et je dis cobre, mais quoi? La la cambra, calacaya, la calaganga, la gadania. Meshoto, moshoto. Chandela coriana, la carianta, catianda, la canca. Melicohura cabri, caricanga, la cadianga, di gobra. Oh, Shavitania, 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 Magohabitia, Magohabitia, Nongili Gabra, Kofrania, Nikubra, Kalakala, Didekobra. Oh, Shiniano, Fika, La Cobri, Kaliande. Asola di rianto, mancio le cobrette, frando le cobracche, avrakisco, avrakanie. Hushua, hushua miko nandie. Frittagno, mango. Oh, Shitanya, Malitoto, 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 Mangidato, 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 oh, Malito. Hashinakwe. Hashina queer. Hashina queer. Vrando shitata. Malikubra. Avidito Jeshua. Aliduto Vichua. Aliduto Vichua. Magonia Vratishka, Matoloko Brakje. Ashonyenikwa, Ashonyenikwa, Ashonyenikwa. Ariduru atiende, ma? Ha 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 ha, lolo. My Jesus, Mangolo hifato. Oh, she the cabra ni qua, vedan you ni qua la cobra che di atto. Ma si tanieto. Ale vra le tenia. Gavignata. Ma si terriando. Ma si terniano qua. Ma si terniano qua, fratino. E ve le hotunie qua, ve le comprerto non ierto. E getto hojua, e getto hojua. Ejeto Hishwa. Kabilandierono nakili adodere cabra tanye. Aveda cora nanierto nangerono ni qua, la tignora manierto da scende ni qua. E già tutto cora cabre de brandierono combre che ha la cambra e le cangara che la canga. E già tutto cora cambre che di ha la cacari andabre. Mo frete mia. Mo frete mia kangi e le tobre che li kanganga. E già tutto go baffito, cara kangranie, ne cala cambracchia, ne cada cangambe. E già te go hoscetie, ne candie, e vora tivra, manganga. Alla dedicabre ti fraconie ne qua. E già tora manaki, se ne condiende le cobre che te cafra. Passito, macchiano, vanghile dolce. Amalatihi li cabra, caffran diene cora cadiande, de gohoshe diene kofka. Palidora manie de gohoverian di de cobreca di galaccia. Hihinya. Ihinya Tora Miko. Mantona Cabri Kale Kafiti on a Kanchange. Ishato, Makile Kambra. Magole Gimbra, Kafraka di Kora, Manierto, Majete, le Koshwan, Dirono, no Kombili Kehika Kambra. Alivetiarono Minga. E delle gobra. Mokra kangra, alla caffigno, no quar gardigno, no co, ajete con la bai, e shana carcodiende, e veletori a macalachinia. Doors are open. The keeper of Vangel, e shotter manga, pagronie vecai. Care cobre che te cafra, o caro combre che dai. Rotania, avviglianacai. Hagbiato nangi ile cambra kala cambra abadenio no queda cabraki na nyanda da cora kabi. Kangara gandiange eje te cobraccia. Te de gohoro kondiana kahala cabra kata katanche. Kata kongganga di atotia na kandianga. Isata. Mango fritania mea alibicio no goga. Macchilato. Cavi conierto maliande e scede lo gobre. Brotifra. Mahalitonia frettie. Stora. Skanga. Bugwa. Krondele hifako. Kalakobretie. Walk on through. Kalagabrakata kahafakionako genie. Ishide makoro kodiakta. Ganietora. Balitania, frecchiania no cohora capito, no cu. Mashito, mangelate. I cafrania no qua, hashito no combre che le cobre, Astiando. Hastiando, hastiando. Avilatora makaya na kahalaka. Ajene koraka diande. Kavikotiande. Gabidata, 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 gabidata. Pridanyo ni kwa ejede kulai, karita takaha jendiarno. Agala kafito kambrakia vedi ala kambi kadango ragadernio. To pupakata njene kupara, kadaska the blood, the blood, the blood. Isatio, isatio the blood, the blood. Kivacho ni kwa, kivacha karakungara kadidi aragubreke. Asuno muanda le koka. Kamina kahala kabrita fraka da gonge. Ijide matai. Ijide matai. Ijide matai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. O Most High. Glory to God.
Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Just hearing the silence went off now. It was, I don't know why, but last Wednesday is the same thing.
I think maybe, I don't know, but of course God didn't shoot the missiles. But he wants us to be aware that not everybody is sitting in a prayer chair in Branson, Missouri. You know, that some people are experiencing that.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, we are protected.
Amen.
And remember, I said it's 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes before we hear the, for them to be intercepted. Praise God. But we are okay. Praise God.
Yes.
I am okay. Israel is okay. Jordan is okay.
Thank God.
Thank God.
And every one of those missiles fired is one less they've got.
That is right. That is true.
And I understand that they're getting rid of the factories that make them. So praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have, I know we need to get in the notes here. You know, the Lord has really given me strength and wisdom in all of this, but I have
Max? Hello, Max? Did we lose you, Max? Max, are you there? Max? In the name above every name, we take authority over you, Satan. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are not going to break up this call. We are going to hear from Max. Are you there?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
We lost you for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. It was really a loud bomb. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
praise
God. Well, praise God. Okay, I was going to say before, like 2 hours ago, I had a visit from the head of the police department. He was here. So he just downloaded here. And he left. He's supposed to stop by this evening after 10, after the second prayer call, to visit with him a little bit. But here we go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3. First statement here, and it is underlined. Read like this. Slow down for a minute. Slow down for a minute and really, R-E-A-L-L-Y, think about it. Think about it. What do you picture? What do you picture when you hear the word victory? When you hear the word victory, your victory is me. Your victory is me. Your God. Your God. And I am with you. Okay, I'll read it again. Slow down for a minute and really think about it. And really think about it. What do you picture when you hear the word victory? Your victory is me, your God, and I am with you. Did I say this is underlined?
It's yes, underlined. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Okay. All right. James 1, verses 12 through 14. The book of James, chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, 1-4. Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37. Next statement. You have true and lasting, and lasting victory. You have true and lasting victory found in me. Found in me. And through faith in me. And through faith in me. Encourages you. Encourages you to trust in God's power. Encourages you to trust in God's power. Reliance. Reliance on the love and strength provided by me, your Lord, Church. Your Lord, Church. Okay, I'll read it again. You have true and lasting victory found in me and through faith in me. Encourages you to trust in God's power, reliance on the love and strength provided by me, your Lord, Church. Okay. Moving along here. Psalm 108, Psalm 108, verse 13, 1-3. Psalm 108, 13. Philippians 4:13. Oh, I love this one. Philippians 4:13. Okay. Next statement is underlined, all of it. And it reads like this. Okay, they just ended the strike. Silence coming off now here. Okay. God is the one who goes with you. With this sound, praise the Lord. God is the one who goes with you, church, when you pray. When you pray this morning, when you pray this morning, I hear you. I hear you, my champions. I hear you, my champions. Yeah, I hear you, my champions. Pray together. Pray together with my prophets and friends. There's an S here today. Pray together with my prophets and friends. I am giving you everything you ask for. I'm giving you everything you ask for. Can you see it? Yeah, that's it. I'm giving you everything you ask for. Can you see it? I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. God is the one who goes with you, church, when you pray this morning. I hear you, my champions. I hear you, my champions. Pray together with my prophets and friends. I am giving you everything you ask for. Can you see it? Okay. Scriptures here. Hebrews 4, 16, 1-6. Hebrews 4, 16. Matthew 7, 7 through 8, or 7 and 8, sorry. Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Oh, my goodness. Mark 11, 24. I love Mark 11, 24. Okay, so those are the scriptures. Hebrews 4, 16, Matthew 7, 7 and 8, Mark 11, 24. Next statement is not underlined. Oh, the end of it is. I'll let you know. So, non-underlined part. Read like this. And you are praying according to my will. And you are praying according to my will. I hears, with an S, I hears and answers you. I hears and answers you. What you ask for aligns with my words. What you ask for aligns with my words. Be sure, not unsure. Be sure, not unsure. Keep praying. Keep praying and keep waiting. Keep praying and keep waiting. Now the underlying part. God answers prayers in many ways. God answers prayers in many ways. Yes. God answers prayers in many ways. Yes, no, and wait a while. Okay, well, that's what he gave us. So the underlying part, God answers prayers in many ways, yes, no, and wait a while. I'll read it from the beginning. Non-underlined part. And you are praying according to my will. I hears and answers you. What you ask for aligns with my words. Be sure, not unsure. Keep praying and keep waiting. Underline part. God answers prayers in many ways. Yes, no, and wait a while. That is very interesting. Okay. Praise the Lord. Philippians 4:6. Jeremiah 29:12. Job, the book of Job, 22:27. Job 22:27. Next statement. This one is underlined. Sorry about the beeping. These are my security system in the house. This statement is underlined here. Read like this. Be confident. Yeah, be confident. When you know. When you know, be confident. When you know what God's word says, you can remind me. When you know, okay, I'm going to start from the beginning. Be confident. Be confident when you know what God's word says. You can remind me of what I promised. You can remind me of what I promised. It is not that I've forgotten. It's not that I've forgotten you or my promise. It is in your confidence. It is in your confidence, Church, Trump, Israel. Okay, I'll read it again.
Is that word confidence? D-E-N-C-E?
E-N-C-E, yes. C-O-N-F-I. D-E-N-C-E, yes, confidence.
Okay. It is in your confidence. And then what was the after that?
Church, Trump, Israel. So he starts with that word. Be confident, from the beginning. This statement is all underlined. Be confident when you know what God's word says. You can remind me of what I promised. It is not that I've forgotten you or my promise. It is in your confidence, Church, Trump, Israel. That is the statement. Okay, praise the Lord. Next statement. Go as far as you can. Go as far as you can in your prayers. If you are in Christ, pray confidently, because your God hears you. Okay, I'll read it again. Go as far as you can in your prayers. If you are in Christ, pray confidently, because your God hears you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Now we have a few scriptures here. Four coming, actually. Four books here. Micah 7:7. Micah 7:7. Psalm 91:15. Psalm 91:15. Psalm 54:2. Psalm 54:2. Luke 1:37. So Micah 7:7, Psalm 91:15, Psalm 54:2, Luke 1:37. Next statement is underlined. This is a long statement. Okay. It's underlined. All of it is underlined. And read like this. It is time to realize. It is time to realize that I am your God. It is time to realize that I am your God. And I hear your prayer. And I hear your prayer for your nation. For your nation. There's no us here. Your health. Your president. Your life. Your future. Your finances. Your children. Your family. And your battle with the devil.
Just a minute. Could you slow up just a minute?
Yeah. I got excited. I want to finish it. Okay, I'll slow down.
You have to start from the beginning? I got it from your children. After your children, what do you have?
Okay. For your children, your family, your battle with the devil. Your battle with the devil. I hear everything that you ask for. I hear everything that you ask for. And you ask of me. And you ask of me. I am answering your prayer. I am answering your prayer. Stand firm today. Stand firm today. And believe in your prayers. And believe in your prayers that it has been answered, my children. And believe in your prayers that it has been answered, my children. Okay, I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. This is just so exciting. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. This is an answer to all of us right here.
Right here.
Okay. It is time to realize. I just have to say this. The Lord really wanted us to get it. It is time to realize. That's how it started. It is time to realize. Okay, I'll go on. Sorry. It is time to realize that I am your God. And I hear your prayer for your nation, your health. And that's an answer to a friend of mine also, been praying for her surgery yesterday. Your health, your president, your life, your future, your finances, your children, your family, and your battle with the devil. I hear everything that you ask for, and you ask of me, and you ask of me. I am answering. I am answering your prayer. Stand firm today and believe that your prayers.
No, that, the way you gave it the first time was, and believe in your prayers that it has been answered, my children. That's the way you read it the first time.
Did I jump to the other line? Okay, let me. Well,
yeah,
believe is here, but that's the line below.
Okay. Read stand firm today, and then what do you have?
Okay, stand firm. Stand firm today and believe in your prayers. Maybe I jumped up. I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
And believe in your prayers that it has been answered, my children.
Yes.
Do you want me to read it again, or maybe you should read it just to make
sure
that
it's
not. I'll read it
back, and you check to make sure I got it right.
Okay.
Underlined, of course, all of it. It is time to realize that I am your God, and I hear your prayer for your nation, your health, your president, your life, your future, your finances, your children, your family, and your battle with the devil. I hear everything that you ask for and you ask of me. I am answering your prayer. Stand firm today and believe in your prayers that it has been answered, my children.
Yeah. That is right. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now he gave us Matthew 21:21. Philippians 4:6. Philippians 4:6. Matthew 21:21. Philippians 4:6. Now I am not sure if this is a John 3:22 or 1 John 3:22. That's something you probably know more than me, but there's a little line here to make me look at it as maybe 1 John. But we'll check it.
We'll check it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just take those two. And, all right, so I'm going to go with John 3:22 right for now. John 3:22. Okay. Let's see here. Next statement, last statement, actually, it's not underlined. And, read like this, and when your prayer are focused, when your prayer are focused on my glory, And when your prayer are focused on my glory, the glory of God, being displayed in your lives, my promised, my promise to do what you asked of me today, and now, church, to do what you ask of me today and now, church. Okay, I'll read it again. And when your prayer are focused on my glory, the glory of God being displayed in your lives, my promise to do what you asked of me. Oh, I get it. Okay. My promise to do what you asked of me today and now, church. Do you want me to read it again, Ms. Lee, or you got it?
I think we got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, praise God. All right. 1 John, I see that one clearly. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15.
I was waiting for that one.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I was waiting for it. I thought it would come before this last statement, but I was waiting for it.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. I don't remember it.
It's my favorite prayer promise. It's my favorite.
I see. Okay. Well, oops, sorry about that. That's my Jordanian phone. I forgot to mute it. Okay. Trust in me, and it's underlined.
Hallelujah. Are you there?
Max? I'm here.
Okay,
yes,
I heard a funny sound. I heard a funny sound, but I guess it was.
Yeah, my Jordanian phone rang, so I'm going to mute it now. I forgot to mute it. That's what you heard. So did you hear me when I said trust in me as underlined?
Yes, I did. I surely did.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Just a minute here. I'm getting things in order. All right. We're going to start with the scripture, and it's Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That's a wonderful, wonderful scripture. The church is blessed. Underlined. Slow down for a minute and really think about it. What do you picture when you hear the word victory? Your victory is me, your God, and I am with you. James 1:12-14. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast or perseveres under trial. For once he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Romans 8:37. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You have true and lasting victory found in me and through faith in me. Encourages you to trust in God's power, reliance on the love and strength provided by me, your Lord, church. Psalm 108:13. With God, we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our enemies. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Underlined.
God is the one who goes with you, church. When you pray this morning, I hear you, my champions. Pray together with my prophets and friends. I am giving you everything you asked for. Can you see it? Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Hallelujah. Mark 11:24. He's really encouraging us in our prayer life today.
Yes, he is.
Matthew 11:24. No, it's Mark. Ha, ha, ha.
No, Mark.
Yeah. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. What a promise. And you are praying according to my will. I hear and answer you. Answers. What you ask for aligns with my words. Be sure, not unsure. Keep praying and keep waiting. Then underlined, God answers prayers in many ways. Yes, no, and wait a while. Now, that seems to contradict 1 John, which we're going to find out later, my favorite prayer promise, 1 John 5:14-15, that if you ask for anything according to his will, he'll give it to you. Okay, there's different kinds of prayer. There's the prayer of faith, where you see it in the Bible, and it's God's promise, and you can have it. You believe it? It's Mark 11:24. This is the prayer of faith. I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and will be yours. But there's another kind of prayer, and that's where you don't know the will of God. It's something not written in the Word. Jesus prayed that kind of prayer in the garden. He said, if it be thy will. He thought, you know, maybe he could get past it. But here's the thing about it. Sometimes you pray like, oh, you see this. Let's just take a woman who's believing God for a husband. And this man shows up at church. And she asks the Lord whether she should marry him. Well, sometimes he'll say no. That's where you don't know the will of God. It's not written in the church, you shall marry the new man who comes to church next Wednesday. That's not written in the Word. So if it's not written in the Word, sometimes God will say yes. Sometimes he will say no. Now let's just take Max, for instance. Father, do you want me to see the king? Max didn't know that when he first starts praying it. But then he'll pray and God will answer him. So that's the times when he might say no. And sometimes he might say, wait a while, you know. For instance, this young lady wants to get married, but this guy comes to the church and he says, wait a while, I got somebody better. So then it won't be long. If you've asked for a husband, prayed and believe, he'll give it. But might be wait a while. And then when wait a while comes, he'll let you know and it'll be the best. All right. And you are praying according to my will. Oh, I read that already. Now we got the scriptures.
Yeah.
Philippians 4:6. I feel like someone might be thinking about leaving your present place. It might be of employment. It might be of a position, like leaving one church and going to another. I feel like somebody, God is saying, wait a while. Wait a while. I don't know. Like somebody might be thinking, I'm going to quit this job and take another one. And if it doesn't set well with your spirit, just forget it. Maybe God's telling you to leave right now, but you'll know if it's yes or it's no, or it's wait a while.
Or somebody is praying about a decision and the Lord wants them to make to wait a while too. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
when that wait a while might come. It won't
yeah.
be wait a while for your healing. No, 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 it won't be
no,
wait
no,
a while
no.
for your healing because God has promised you healing. It's not that. It's when you don't know. It's when you're praying the prayer or you don't know the will of God exactly, where it's not written in His Word. It's written in His Word that He wants you healed. It's written in His Word that Jesus got your healing for you. That's in Isaiah 53. Okay, Philippians 4:6. I like this in the Amplified. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Jeremiah 29:12.
That's an answer, Miss Billy. I'm sorry, not trying to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I mean, That's an answer, Philippians 4:6.
Yeah.
Go on a prayer, yeah. You have to wait a while before you make that decision. It could be for the president. Could be for me. There's a lot of decisions I'm trying to make here. Even, of course, it's in a prayer.
Sure.
But you
can be assured that he's going to answer it.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Or wait a while.
Or wait a while. Yeah. Don't do it now. Wait a while.
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 29:12. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Job 22:27. You will pray to him and he will hear you. And you will pay your vows.
Hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. It's clear in front of me, 22:27.
Mm-hmm. Underlined, be confident when you know what God's word says. You can remind me of what I promised. It is not that I've forgotten you or my promise. It is in your confidence, Church, Trump, Israel. There's an Old Testament scripture, and I don't think he gave it, but let me see if I can find it. Well, I'm not finding it right now, but it says something like, you who are the Lord's remembrancers, give him no silence day or night. And it's regarding prayer for Israel. That word remembrancers is the modern day word in Israel for secretary. A secretary reminds her boss. She says, you said this, you said this, you want to do this, you want to do that. Well, it's like you take his words that he said over Israel and you lift them up to him
and it increases your confidence in that. That's what he's telling you right here. It's not that he forgot, but when you lift up his promise to him, it increases your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the word. When you speak to the, you're gonna pray for, I don't know. He said pray about your finances. Okay, so you take a financial scripture. It's God that gives you power to make wealth, let's say. And you lift that up to him. Well, it's going to increase your faith when you lift that scripture up. You see what I'm saying? Faith is confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Confidence is faith.
That's
if you
right.
have real faith, you're confident. You're not, Isaiah 62, 6 and 7. Someone just sent it to me. I'm going to read it to you. I have set watchmen. This is the scripture I was looking for, you know, that it reminds the Lord's remembrancers, the words that, no, this is not quite the one. Yeah, this is it. Here it is in the ESV. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen all the day and all the night. They shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest, give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth. So these are the remembrancers. The word here is, it speaks of, it has to do with your lifting his word to him will increase your faith. God knows his promises for Jerusalem. He's going to do it. But he's able to do things through our saying things, through our doing things. He's worked this plan where men on earth ask him, and then it increases our faith, and then he moves legally. So I think most of you understand that. All right, where are we now?
Go as far.
Oh, go as far as you can in your prayer. If you are in Christ, pray confidently, in other words, with faith. Because your God hears you. Micah 7:7. But as for me, I will wait for the God of my salvation. Now, this I'm going to read it first in the King James. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord, Jehovah. I will wait for the God, Elohim, of my salvation. My God, Elohim, will hear me. So here is the Amplified. It uses the word confident. But as for me, I will look to the Lord, and confident in him, I will keep watch. I will wait with hope and expectancy for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. So actually, Amplified uses the word confident.
Okay.
Philippians 4:6.
What? Where you are?
No, Psalm 91:15. Excuse me.
Correct.
Psalm 91:15. When he calls upon me, he will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. That's from Psalm 91:15. I love it. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 54:2. O God, hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth.
Hallelujah.
And he's telling us that he does. Luke 1:37. For nothing will be impossible with God. Oh, hallelujah. Underlined. It is time to realize that I am your God and I hear your prayer for your nation, your health, your president, your life, your future, your finances, your children,
your family, and your battle with the devil. I hear everything that you ask for and you ask of me. I am answering your prayers. Prayer. Stand firm today and believe in your prayers that it has been answered, my children. He really wants us confident in our prayers. He wants us to have faith in our faith. Matthew 21, 21. And Jesus answered them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, it shall be done. Now Philippians 4:6. And again, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. John 3:22. Okay, we'll try 1 John 3:22. Yes, that's it. And whatever, yeah, it's 1 John. 1 John 3:22. And whatever we ask for, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. John 3:22 doesn't fit, but this one is just right.
Okay.
And when your prayers are focused on my glory, the glory of God being displayed in your lives, my promise to do what you asked of me today and now, church. In other words, the point of everything is to give God glory. He'll get glory from answering your prayers in your life. First, and that's your motive. That's your motive. Your motive for everything in life is that it give God glory. The motive in everything you do is that it give God glory. 1 John 5, oh, this is my favorite, 14 and 15. And this is, it uses the word confidence. And I'm reading it King James first because that's the way I memorized it from many years ago. And this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. See, if you ask anything according to his will, the answer is not no. It'll never be no. And what is according to his will? To bless you, to prosper you, to heal you, to save you. All of that's his will. It's when you don't know his will that the answer might be no sometimes. It's when you're praying about which path to take. You know, then it could be yes or no or wait a while. But if you ask anything according to his will, he hears you today and now. What you ask of me today and now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you for absolute total restoration to health for some women that I'm going to name to you right now. Father, in the name, if you know anybody that needs healing, it's God's will that they're healed. So you, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, this is the confidence that I have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we know you hear us, whatsoever we ask, we have the petitions we ask of you. So now I'm going to quietly name some people to God, and you do the same thing.
Yes.
in Jesus' name. I know you mentioned a lady that's having surgery that you know. It's God's
yes.
will that everything
yes.
go well.
Amen.
That Jesus will be there working
Amen.
Through the doctors and bringing such a healing that it's so quick the doctors are amazed. I'm asking him in these situations that he make them very, very, and I got praise the Lord. I got another prayer request.
Okay.
Even while we were on the phone, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We lift up, I got another name to lift up to you, Lord. You read it right here. And you know who it's from. Praise the Lord. Now, while we were on the phone, Brother Max,
yes.
two things. Let's go back here. Hallelujah. So what we have received for the David tickets is $29,900. Divide that by 75, and you can see how many students we've sent, how many pupils. But while I was on the phone, Brother Max, the Lord reminded me that we needed to together take our authority.
Yes.
And we need to take it for our president, and that no devil can stop you from doing what God wants you to do, Max.
I mean, yes.
So we're going to take authority right now, okay?
Okay.
Father, you reminded me in the prayer to do this. And first of all, we absolutely thank you, praise you, and give you glory to the moon and back that you delivered us out from Satan's authority. You rescued us from the kingdom of darkness, and you translated us into the kingdom of the light, the kingdom of your beloved Son. Father, we're so glad to be thankful. We're free, Lord. We're free. Hallelujah. And Lord, in the name above every name, we want to take our position right now. For you said those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Jesus Christ. Now to do that, we need revelation. And we're asking you for it. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your dunamis resurrection power, which is toward usward who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty resurrection power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head over the body. The feet are in the body, and you put all things under his feet for the church, which is his body, which filleth all in all. And we who were dead in our trespasses and sins, but God, you, when you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. When you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. And when you seated the head, you seated the body together with him. And so there we sit, all of us together, WWPs, together in Christ at the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
Seated, enthroned,
yes.
Sharing throne rights with Jesus. And in sharing those throne rights today, we come out against you as a man. And we say, cease and desist in your maneuvers, operations, and manifestations against the President of the United States, Donald John Trump, and against those in authority. We plead the blood of Jesus of all who are decision makers in the war. and those who are walking it out, foot soldiers even, and pilots,
yes,
and intelligence,
yes,
people.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we have a lot of authority. And together we plead the blood of Jesus over the whole situation. We know that these are the end of days and certain things are happening. And we bind you so that you cannot throw a wrench into any of God's plans. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead that blood over us, the prayers, and over the families, our families of the prayers. We plead the blood over them. We plead the blood over our Derricks and over our projects. And I plead the blood over Migdal Arbel. And I'm so thankful you're keeping it safe.
Yes, Lord.
We plead,
yes,
the blood of Jesus over Brother Max and all the work there in Jordan and all around about there. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood against you, Satan. And you will not be able to stop one thing God plans for Brother Max to do while he's there. We bind you. You won't hinder anything. We bind you in the name of Jesus. And it is written, whatever you bind in earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We call you to the state of paralyzation as to anything that has to do with God's plans for Brother Max, for anybody on this call, for me, in Jesus' name. The name above every name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's one kind
thank
of prayer.
You. Thank
That's
you.
That's the prayer,
yes,
of binding and loosing. That's the prayer of authority of the believer.
I mean.
Thankful
thank
for
you.
Every kind of prayer. And God today wants us to have confidence,
yes,
in prayer.
And victory, and oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. We have the victory. I just want to encourage everybody that whatever you ask of God, you already have. I mean, he can't be more clear. My goodness, it is so powerful today. Thank you, Lord. And
so
you know,
powerful.
When you go over, yeah, when you go over the word, you get more
so encouraging
revelation. So encouraging. So encouraging. I need it today. I mean, I need it. I've been on hardly any sleep. I've been busy between the States and here, night and days, and just, yeah, and delivering packages and do this. And, you know, I got a little bit, I just love the people in Jordan. I love the church in Jordan. I love the Druze. I love the Muslims. Jesus loved the Muslims too, and he wanted to bring them to his kingdom. And I'm also praying that we will get everything together in the next few days. There's holiday coming, and there's so many families still on my heart, and I know the Lord will make a way for them. I know the Lord will make a way for them. They're coming to the cafe for prayers, Miss Billy. It's just like, it is so amazing. People looking for me. Where's the guy with the red hat?
You got a like, red hat to wear?
I'm wearing a red hat. I love red, you know me.
Yeah.
They're just asking for me. Where's the guy with the red hat? And I have security behind me. And anyway, praise the Lord.
He could have been talking to you when he started off by saying, slow down for a minute.
You say, oh, maybe, yeah.
Slow down for a minute and really think about
slow
it.
Slow down for a minute and think about it. Yeah. Yeah,
what
it could be.
You hear the word victory.
Yeah.
Your victory is me, your God. And I am with you. You know,
yeah,
what? God is in that man who wears the red hat.
Thank you, Lord.
God is in that man. John G. Lake used to get up every morning, dress up nice. He believed in dressing up for the Lord. He had a fine suit. He'd say, he'd look at the mirror, and he'd say, you see that suit? You see that man in that suit? God lives in that man in that suit. Everywhere that suit goes today, God goes. So you could say, you see that man in the red cap? God lives in the man in that red cap. Everywhere that red cap goes today, God goes.
I mean, hallelujah.
He's our victory.
Hallelujah.
He is. Thank you, Lord.
Well,
thank you, Billy.
If nothing else, then we'll see you at noon on the prayer line only, on the prayer call only.
Would it be on the website for Overflow?
It's always on the website for Overflow. Mm-hmm.
So they could go listen to the prayer also on Billy Graham.
Yeah.
Ministry.
Facebook. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Love you guys. See ya.
Love you, Miss Willis. See you.
Shalom.